When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Becca says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. First things first, absolutely love the show.
Aw, thank you.
I've been a faithful listener since I was in high school.
Nice.
Anyway, wanted to run this by you because I'm still not sure what to do.
Mm.
I've been looking forward to getting engaged to my boyfriend for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great relationship. It's the perfect next step. But my best friend just ruined everything.
Oh.
We were getting drinks yesterday and she said, aren't you so excited to get engaged this weekend?
Oh, no.
I didn't know how to respond.
Oh, no.
I just played it off, acted like I knew what she meant, but I was fuming the entire way home. Why the heck would she tell me? Do I have a right to be mad at her? I'm so sad because I want it to be a surprise.
Sure.
Should I tell my boyfriend that I know so he could change plans? Help!
I don't think you should tell your boyfriend you know.
No. Because then he might get mad at the best friend.
At the best friend,
the best friend is just becomes an enemy, and that's not bad. I mean, that's not good.
I think you just work on your best surprised face.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. This is such a tough situation. Bethany said, I figured out my boyfriend was going to propose the morning of his big day.
Aw.
I called my best friend. She told me to let him have his moment. While I knew it was coming, I didn't know any plans he'd made. It was still magical, though.
Yeah.
He's probably put a lot of thought into the proposal, so let him have his moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you got to just let him do that.
Yeah. Kaylin is pointing as to maybe why this happened. In my opinion, she's seen, maybe she's jealous. And did it intentionally, because who doesn't know engagements are meant to be a surprise? I mean, that was my thought. Like, I think 95% of them are surprises, right?
Yeah, but again, I think she probably did it not knowing that she's already, I don't know.
No, again, I feel like if she's the best friend, then she knows the boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
So she could have been like, hey, does she know?
I guess it's the whole, aren't you excited to get engaged this weekend, which is just, it's making me hard, it's making it hard for me to believe that it was innocent.
Exactly. Again, who doesn't know, or at least err on the side of caution in case she doesn't know.
Yeah, but I think you just brush it off and... I think you got to just brush it off. Unless you're wanting an excuse to break up with your best friend.
Well, yeah, no. I feel like we're just going to pretend that we didn't know. Because, I mean, it could be like a huge, big, elaborate thing that maybe he can't really... Maybe he's got money invested and he can't really cancel. Who knows what he's got planned. But
right.
I feel like we let him play it off like he wants it to happen.
Right.
And you just enjoy the moment, even though you now know it's coming. maybe we focus on the excitement and knowing it's finally happening. You've been wanting it for a long time anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe we just dig into what best friend is saying. Yep, I'm excited.
Yeah, excited. Very excited.
And then let's hope he does it.
What? See, and then that's awkward too. What if
he doesn't? Then she's like, uh-oh.
Hang on a second. Wasn't there supposed to be something that happened this weekend?
Exactly.
What's the biggest surprise you've had ruined?
That's a pretty big one right there.
It is.
The other one probably has to do with the baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories. I know it's not going to necessarily help Becca, but... it's fun to think about.
Yeah. No, Eve from LJ says, hearing Kelly be so adamant that this is a problem has me very interested in all of this tea.
See? Yeah, exactly. All right. 502-795-1997. What's the biggest surprise that you've ever had ruined? Becca, she's our listener. She had an upcoming engagement botched because her friend jumped the shark and was like, hey, you excited about this weekend?
Yeah, are you excited to get engaged this weekend? What she said. Are you excited to get engaged? Like, yeah. Who doesn't at least think that maybe it might be a surprise?
Now, look, I think you just act surprised. You don't tell your future fiance or, you know, your current boyfriend. You just act surprised and let him have his engagement.
I see a lot of people are saying that, but I don't know. I'm teetering on whether that's the right thing to do or not. And I don't know if we tell him now or not. I don't know.
Hey, Cassie, what do you think?
I think you guys are taking totally the wrong approach. Like, if this is going to be her fiance and her partner for the rest of her life, does she want to have to keep that secret for the rest of her life from her partner and not be able to tell her best friend that she's upset about this very important thing for both of them? Like, I think she's trying to keep a secret for a friend, and I think her and her boyfriend both deserve the engagement they worked so hard for. Even if it was an accident, he deserves to know, too, because he did put in all that effort. Like, I think it's crazy.
He deserves to have her be genuinely surprised.
Yes, he did all of this for her, and this girl, who I think there's no way she didn't know, ruined it. I think she would be short-selling both of them.
Look at you trying to take a very mature approach.
Yes. No, I get that. He can still do the same idea, just not now.
Right. Exactly. Or he could even improve upon it, you know?
Okay.
I hear you.
That's one way to approach it, for sure.
Cassie, thank you.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. So we'll call you Ann. Ann, do you have a story for us?
I do. So, when I got engaged to my now ex, we're still friends, but when I got engaged, probably about 17 years ago, it happened. His sister was so excited, and I just have to tell you from experience, I think they should tell them that they know, because it is very hard to do a surprise. Oh, wow. Oh. You know, it's really hard to do a surprise face when you're
Okay, so you're not banking on Becca's acting ability.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I went in that department, but, I mean, I never said a word, and he still doesn't know, so I really hope he's not listening today and doesn't figure it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, he's an ex anyways, Anne, so who cares?
Right, exactly. This is true.
It is. It's hard to act surprised. I will say that. But, I mean, you just have to weigh your options and weigh the situation. But I think I did pretty good because he didn't have any sense. Oh, maybe she knows, you know.
Yeah. Like, okay, good. Okay, so maybe. Just, okay, so we do tell the boyfriend, and hopefully we just don't make, you know, the best friend that big of a villain. Just like, maybe she didn't know it was a surprise. And I know she didn't mean to, like, ruin this special moment, but don't do it. Don't do it this weekend. Do it next weekend.
All right.
maybe.
And thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right.
See, Scarlett is like, just act surprised and tell them after you get married. I don't know.
So do we?
I don't know.
I mean, do we do what Cassie said and say, hey, you just got to be upfront with your boyfriend and say, hey, I don't know if you were planning on popping the question this weekend, but my friend Loose Lips over here. She said
Loose Lips was asked me if I was excited about it.
She asked me if I was excited. So, you know, I think that's sweet. Save your time. I'm going to say no anyways. So,
well, and maybe she thought in her, I'm just trying to find some sort of defense for the best friend. Maybe she knows that they've talked about it. Like,
yeah.
This is not a foreign subject. This is not going to be completely out of the blue. Maybe she genuinely thought her friend knew it was coming because she knows they've discussed it.
Yeah, they've discussed it. And maybe, as we've suggested, maybe there was like an elaborate like trip or something like that planned and whatever. All right. Well, hey, Becca, regardless, I think congratulations are in order for you. What we think.
Yes, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah. There's a lot of comments you can sift through on Facebook, too, that kind of have solid arguments for do we tell or not tell and just see how it plays out.
All right. Well, regardless of whatever you do, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.